hotter. Upper 80s tomorrow, breezy. 90 to low 90s sunny Saturday. Sunshine Sunday with a high in the lower to mid 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the 25th annual Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, and herbal products, crafts, silent auction. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions on gardening, fertilizer, plant fest. Sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Saturday, May 7th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Admission only $5. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Well, they put out a bolo, be on the lookout for me, while they prosecuted me for being depressed. And they tried to, this is what's going on with the January 6th people. They're brutalizing them. They're torturing them. They are violating their civil rights, their constitutional rights. They believe that there are none. There are no constitutional rights because they live in a world that there is no more United States. There is a North American Union. I don't know what to say. I'm in deep, deep trouble. I'm in pretty bad way, pretty bad shape, trying to warn and inform and tell everyone else that Britain or Italy or Germany, you know, you can see a little bit of each of them. Germany, big time when Bush came into power. The cement corporation that I was thinking of yesterday was Heidelberg. It's a Heidelberg group. It's the largest cement manufacturer in the world. All of these corporations have come in and taken great light, great affinity or towards our way of doing things. We used to carry on. I can't even believe what's going on. The release of the documents, Roe v. Wade, they're trying to incite as much turmoil and as much chaos as possible, because out of order or out of disorder, out of chaos, there comes order. Order out of chaos. I don't know if there's anybody out there that can help out. I'm hurting in a pretty bad way. I'm in the I don't know how I can survive, let alone stay alive. The fact that Christopher Tribble, the same police officer that brought me up on charges, was allowed to, and Jack was encouraged by Admiral Allen, who sent him away to law school, helped him get his law degree, and then comes back in the Coast Guard as the JAG prosecutor who brings me up on charges. Still, he brought me up on charges in 2003 under Bush for being depressed, charged me then, and went away to law school then and there. He got up in the first hearing, first time he was there, I had Peter Forty make an appearance for me, and I represented myself. And Christopher Tribble, Lieutenant Tribble, got up and said his head was spinning, that he had to leave. That was because he felt that his life was in jeopardy due to him violating my constitutional rights and protections. And I didn't see him again for over 5 years. The charges were still preferred. I fought and fought and fought and had hearings and more. And then when October 23rd, 2007 came around, he made a notice to appear out of the blue after, I guess he didn't have his law degree in order and his bar license and all that stuff and JAG and, you know, so on and so forth, until May of 2008. And then he prosecuted me in uniform, in his uniform. I was wearing civilian clothes. He prosecuted me as a civilian. While he was wearing a military JAG officer's uniform from the Coast Guard, and the military JAG officer, the Lieutenant Commander Brodzinski, was an administrative law judge or hearing officer who was there to take evidence, and he was using Title V against us, against me, against all, you know, for want of a better word, for all Americans, because what is done to one of us under administrative law is done to all of us. Administrative law is prerogative law. It is kingly law. It is unconstitutional. It was put in place in 1946, 47. It was, it married all three of the great powers, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, in one place. And Madison wrote that any two of the three great powers together in one place, in one body, would result in tyranny. And this has resulted in tyranny. Even the British they know that their administrative law judges are part of the judiciary. Not here. Not by any stretch of the imagination. If you know of any good lawyers, if you know of anybody who can help, I could use it. And I just suffered a stroke, too. I'll probably be dead soon. Oh, well.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by Mike Henson, and we will discuss sports, music, entertainment, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. Don't forget to join me on Tuesdays whenever I give you the inside scoop on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So join us for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
My sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
All right, we're back. Let me call our... put in the call-in number, 504-506-9696. We got our regular Cajun Buccaneer, Cajun.
Hey, good evening, brother and sisters. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Listen, you know, I want us to, you know, resist, and stop what's going on. I can tell you right now, that leak that they did over there, you know, and Supreme Court and all, that was a planned attack. just like the scandemic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the scam food, you know, shortages. The deep state government is orchestrating, you know, a food shortage, just like they orchestrated the Wuhan virus and the vaccinations and all of that stuff. Well, you know, brothers and sisters, all kinds of parties are going on all around us. I'm going to propose right now that we have a patriotic pro-life party festival over there by the Harry Reid statue by veterans and causeway. And, you know, let's rally there and bring our forces together and start putting our minds together and defend our country and defend our nation. Because LaToya, the destroyer, is not going to do it. She's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations on the journey you're talking about, you know, at night.
There you go.
It's true. It's absolute truth. You know, this is not an accident. This is a planned thing that's been going on for a long time, discreetly as possible. And, they, you know, they try to make it look like we're psychopathic Satanists. Well, actually,
the way I look at it, it's been since our Revolutionary War, they've had people here who were beholden to the crown, and they have been fighting back. You know, they knew that they could not win the Revolutionary War, but they've taken it back piece by piece by piece by piece. And they've done stuff like the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. It may sound mundane, but it marries together all three of the great powers, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, in one body, in the executive branch. I know... because that's where I was prosecuted, in a military tribunal.
They set you up. Yeah. They set you up. That was all a bunch of baloney. They lied. They don't like veterans. You know, veterans are abused all the time. And so are American citizens all the time. You know, but you know who's not getting abused? The illegal aliens coming over here. They're getting food stamps. They're getting cars. They're getting all, they're buying property over here. This is a planned attack. A planned balkanization of the United States of America. And the best thing we can do is to go ahead and listen to the Bible and have no fear. That's right, have no fear at all. Stand in the gap, watch the wall, rescue and innocent, defend and help us, put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God. And, you know, read your Bible as much as you possibly can and get ready. Grow yourself a big garden in the backyard if you have one, while you still can. Buy a bunch of canned goods and get ready. And store a bunch of bullets and store a bunch of, you know, Band-Aids, and store a bunch of,
you know,
food and water and stuff. This is an attack.
Yeah, but this preparedness, we're not going to survive. We're not going to defeat them. We have to fight now. Fight while we can.
Yeah,
fight.
That's what I'm saying.
You heard Biden. He said... that, you know what, we got nuclear weapons, you guys are going to come up against that somehow? You know, I'm paraphrasing, but that was what he said. He's egging us on.
He said a lot of things that's wrong. He said he's a puppet. That guy's a puppet. I call him the Joker Biden. You know, let's call him the cadaver Biden that is working for the enemy since the very beginning.
Yeah, but you have to look at Britain has played this game, and even Britain, they took 400, 500, 600 years to conquer Britain. The Roman Empire is you know, Britain, Italy, Greece, Athens, Spain, Portugal, all the old empires are now one and the same. The EU, who thought that was going to be a peaceful empire, the most warlike countries in the world come together to form a new nation. I mean, Think of what happened in the EU ripping off all the countries.
We can still win this. We can still stop this. We can still win this. We can overcome the British Nazi Chi-Coms, New World Order, Satanic Order. This can still be overcome, and it's going to be overcome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Understand it, and Jesus is coming back. So, you know, he says that happened to over 1,000 times in the Bible. They're using fear right now in every way you can think of, even against the Supreme Court right now. They're using fear. They're using words and witchcraft against us. They're brainwashing us.
Yeah, they are.
They're not tying us up with chains. They're not tying us up with handcuffs or ropes. They're tying us up with fear and lies and regulations. Brothers and sisters, you need to wake up and stand up. Read your Bible. Teach your kids properly. You know, the reason there's so much crime is because people are not taking their kids right, and they're not raising them up right. You know, the gun is not the problem. The criminal is the problem. That's why they use a bait and switch all the time. Left and right, they use bait and switch, lie after lie after lie. The first lie doesn't work, just lie some more. That's their motive, and that's what they've been doing for a long time.
Well,
and by now, I know that both sides recognize it, the good side and the bad side.
You can tell that the Coast Guard is not, it formed the Department of Homeland Security, which was created by an executive order, 1-322-8. The 1 and the 8 are important numbers for numerologists and all those people that did it. But 322 is even more important. It's the Skull and Bones Lodge. And then Kerry and Bush, they are members, and they run against each other. They're members of the same fraternity. And Kerry is a Habsburg. He's got the Habsburg face.
Oh, my God, this is terrible. The CDC stands for Communist Death Camps, for sure. And the FBI stands for Fascist Demonic Invaders. That's right. And the CIA means Communist Infiltration Agency. They've taken all of our good things in this country that was originally good for the most part.
The CIA was brought over from England, if not Germany, to betray us. The OSS, it came into the United States. Alan Dulles, John Dulles, their great-great-grandfather, John Foster Dulles, Sr., was Secretary of State. That's how they did it, the Secretary of State. That's why Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
They're buying the people out with money, you know, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, you know, millions, you know, even billions of dollars. They're buying these people out. They're buying them out. You know, and
yes.
You know how much they pay the person to leak that draft.
Well, that's how the Romans, when they came into, like, Britain and they wanted to take over, they bought people out. They bought one leader. They bought another. They couldn't get this one to buy out. They went after him. They are relentless. They are brutal. They are alien. They are alien to our ways. They do not believe in the separation of powers. They believe in the conglomeration of powers.
The evil, illegal alien. Yep. And the evil, 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 illegal aliens. They commit all kinds of illegal acts all the time and get away with it. It's time for this to stop. It's time for the people to start prosecuting these people. Like when they find out who did this leak?
Yeah, like for mine, for what happened to me.
Yeah, prosecute that guy that did the leaking to the fullest extent of the law. And, you know, you're innocent. They're going to try to find you guilty or are going to keep going after you. But, you know,
well, that's why they prosecuted me for being depressed, because after they kept after me for so long trying to find something, they couldn't find anything. So they figured they would try me for being depressed.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m.
on Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. You probably noticed that gasoline prices, after dipping down for a few weeks, are rising again. The statewide average price of regular gas is now $3.91. So what's behind the latest spike? Louisiana AAA's Don Redmond says OPEC being stingy, the Ukraine war, and other domestic factors like reduced demand. He says relief is not in sight.
We'll be entering the hurricane season. And, of course, we know what Hurricane Ida did, how much disruption it created. So, you know, I don't expect consumers getting a break anytime soon.
Governor John Bel Edwards received his second COVID booster shot last night, which was his fourth COVID vaccine shot overall. Edwards is encouraging Louisiana residents to be up to date on their shots.
Because we know the protection you get, whether it is from an actual case of COVID or from a vaccination, that protection does wane over time. And it appears that natural immunity from COVID actually wanes faster.
CDC says if you're 50 or older, get your second booster if the first booster was at least 4 months ago. This is news on LRN.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent
City. Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio.
Yeah, right. So one of the ships, Matson, owned by Matson Navigation and Steamship Company, the Maui, they accused me of leaving without discharge or not turning to the watch. I had been paid off and gotten a lawful discharge from the captain, and on the back of the discharge is supposed to say what we did wrong, if anything. I never had any of my discharges muddied with verbiage or anything to say about how I did my job, because I did it within the letter of the law. He sent a letter to me saying that I was fired, and I had gotten a legal, lawful discharge. It didn't say anything about being fired. Matson even retracted that, and then he came in and badmouthed me. He testified for the Coast Guard. The other chief engineer, it's supposed to be the captain of the vessel, shows up and has something to say against you. The chief engineers were the only people to show up, and the second was named Hochstetler. Hochstetler, a good German who was brought in by the Coast Guard, paid by the Coast Guard, and he testified against me that I did this, that, or the other thing when I didn't do it. It was clear I was innocent, but when the Coast Guard uses a branch of military to charge you, prosecute you, hold on to you for 5 or 6 years when you can't make any money because they're holding your license. Cajun, hold on one sec. Sure. They prosecuted me 5 years after the fact. My license had been rescinded, you know, it expired in the meantime. In these proceedings, it stayed or held in abeyance if it does expire. And the only reason that the Coast Guard is involved is that it proctors our tests. That's it. It proctors our tests. It sits in and proctors the test. Even at the academy, it goes to the academy and sits in to proctor the test, because the chief administrative law judge back in the day, the Coast Guard took the powers away from the captain on the vessel. It was actually law, admiralty law, to where eventually the Coast Guard gave the powers of the adjudication. We used to have shipping commissioners, and the Coast Guard took these over. They were actual judicial officers, Article 3 officers, and the Coast Guard took them over as a branch of a police, you know, a police administrative agency, but then turned itself into a branch of military. That's how dangerous administrative law is, that you can change what is formed as a not a branch of military into a branch of military. The Coast Guard was taken under the Department of War in World War II. It was pushed out into Title 14 and Title 5, which is Administrative Procedure Act. Instead, over time, it has turned itself into a branch of military. People don't even Cajun, hold on one sec. The Coast Guard is in a lot of the recent disclosures about administrative agencies who are taking over certain jurisdictions. The Coast Guard is one, and it is a branch of military. It's not. Department of Defense is the only place that a branch of military is supposed to be exist. Cajun, do you have anything else?
Yes, I sure do. Listen, supposedly the United States of America had treaties with the United Nations, and they're saying that they have this big vote coming up this weekend where they can just take over all the rest of us, you know, and make us take all these shots and everything and supersede our Constitution and everything. Have you heard about that? I mean, literally, they're supposed to get together and take this vote, all these different agencies all at once, and since they have certain treaties over here, they can just, you know, do what they want to do. You know, that's where I take it at this point. I want you to Google that and check it out. And I'm sure that it has something to do with all the British Nazi Chi-Coms. We can't forget about the Chi-Coms. As a matter of fact, we can't forget about all the cartels.
Well, it's communo-fascism. It's communo-fascism. It's communist and fascism married together.
Exactly. And you're spending on all kinds of poison to kill us, along with the vaccinations and the assassinations. And bringing these people over here. If I had calls up left and right across the whole United States of America, all the streets are crowded. One of these days, sooner or later, there's more cars and illegal aliens than we have space for on the roads in the United States of America. Remember, I said that. Amen.
All right, Cajun. See you later. I can't say enough that the Department of Homeland Security should not exist. It exists now outside of all of the other departments. Outside, it's a police constabulary. It's in the line of Stasi centers. They have federal fusion centers. They literally have these. They charged me and prosecuted me in a federal fusion center in the courtroom, but it's an executive branch officer in a courtroom. What? Yep. You can't make this up. You just, I don't know. You got to resist. You got to persist. You got to stick with it. You got to, they're coming for us. They're coming for us all, one and all. The Coast Guard, it even flipped. I have legal aid within these proceedings. It's supposed to be paid for. It's provided by the shipping companies, and they don't have it. They don't provide it independent of the union. They're supposed to, especially when they set up the I had the federal employers who sit on the plans. They controlled my legal aid. They said, oh, well, you know, there's no conflict of interest here. What? It's like being on the Deepwater Horizon, BP, British Petroleum, and being represented by Deepwater Horizon. Hello, where do you think it's going to go? They're going to blame you. It's going to be your fault. We are under attack. I can't say enough. You know, the Deepwater Horizon was owned by British Petroleum. The British Petroleum owned and controlled the Exxon Valdez. Another attack. They use these things to attack us. I'm trying to think of the event that happened out in the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Costco Busan.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty. Talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative.
All right, we're back. Want to throw out one thing. In the order, you can actually see the Ninth Circuit. They have a five-page order that the Coast Guard can use military rules of evidence to get my medical records. And there wasn't anything in them. They just made stuff up in the proceedings, and they used the psychologist from the employer ASM. They built a case against me. They destroyed me. And you know, they're doing this right and left to anyone who has a license, anyone who has it. They even changed the license, that it's called a certificate now. It's not a license. So that it takes away the license rights, the rights that you have, the right to sue, because it's taken away all of your, it's so much, so many rights, medical rights, administrative law. You know, we need to resist this, and hopefully, you know, there's been some pushback. I think one case, it pushed back on Chevron deference, to where Chevron is a U.S., you know, oil company. Chevron deference makes it to where you don't have the right to get into an Article III court. You have to have your matters heard by the police officers, police commissioners, police tribunals. It's unbelievable. Cajun, you called back? Hey, Cajun. Hello. Hello.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Cajun.
Okay, listen, we must have got disconnected, but I can hear you now, too. But anyway, listen, I agree with you. They're setting us all up. They set you up. They set the people up. They went to Washington for, when Donald Trump ran for election and got robbed in the middle at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're setting us all up. They're coming after us with vaccine. They're saying, listen, you got to stand 6.66
Pfizer and BioNTech or German, or not Pfizer, BioNTech, and I think Pfizer, are German companies.
Yes.
They're members of the Corporate Council on Foreign Relations. They're corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations with Johnson & Johnson and others. Let's talk about a conflict of interest.
I understand that. You know, that's all I saw for an Ashna hospitals was Johnson & Johnson and these other places around here. You know, and one of them murdered my wife because her boss made her go take that shot after I dropped off one morning. And I can tell you,
the same hospital, Hogue, or not Hogue, Sharp, that killed my father, where he died from, you know, poor care, released my records to the doctor and tried to have me put in to indoctrinate or into an insane asylum. I told the doctor, the head doctor, I got to him, and he released me.
Well, that's good. Listen, you're not guilty. They're just trying to set everybody up, and they're blaming us for the crimes and everything else. They're going to try to make us vaccinate, assassinate, and even vaccinate your kids and make them wear a mask. To me, the vaccination is a mark of the beast, and a mask is a mark of the beast. And we got to stand 6.6 centimeters away from a customer in Walmart, let's just say that. We got to stand, you know, and
speech.
I remember that I was in line a long time ago, probably almost 2 years ago now. I was in line at Walmart, and I was there without a mask on, and my wife was still alive at the time. And, this lady, I stepped only just a few feet from her, and she turned around, looked at me. She had a big mask on and glasses. And she said, step back. You can't stand that close to me. And, you know, she did a confrontation there.
Unbelievable.
I said, listen, I'll turn around to my wife. I said, step back. This lady's crazy. It's a madness that's going on. We're being brainwashed. They're lying to us. They lied to you. They lied to me. And they lied to everybody else out there. That's why, we need outlets like WGSO and a bunch of other ones out there. We need One America News back. I want people out there to boycott AT&T, Disneyland, Disney World, and stay away from Boston Hospital. I'm telling you right now.
Now, my internet is down. That's why I'm calling in.
Well, they tried to deprive you of your ability to keep up with the news. And the same thing with me. You know, I have to listen to a lot of stuff on radio because I can't listen to One America News anymore. And I wouldn't be surprised if they take off Newsmax or even Fox News in the near future, although those people are half co-opted. But CNN, SINN Network, and the other ones out there, they're terrible except for YouTube places and stuff. You know, What's Your Passion Network and a few others. Because there's not many patriots out there. What we need is more patriots. We need less hatreds. We need more patriots and less hatreds. What we need is we need to have a pro-life patriot festival in the entire United States of America, not just New Orleans. They got their festivals going on right now, right? Well, the best festival and the best thing to do is let's have a Christian patriot festival, pro-life festival. That's right. You know, go back to our founders and never give them up. They told that all their statues. They're attacking us. They're going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It was on before they started tearing the statues down. You know, next they're going up to anybody's statue, you know, an American flag, and this one's flag, and that one's flag.
They want to tear it all down. Tear it all down and start over.
Propaganda. Lies all the way through. You know, but we need to resist, and prepare, and study the enemy. Because they're studying us right now. I can tell you that right now. So let's not just copy their technique on us. Let's surpass their technique on us. Because we want to defend our children. I want to defend our farmland, our natural sovereignty. And, you know, God bless America. And never give up.
All right.
We can't just give up on our kids and everything. God bless us all. God. Amen.
All right. Take care. Well, I guess Cajun wanted to take up. You needed the time more than I did. And praise be to God. I could really use some help. So any lawyer or lawyers who are out there and alive and willing to take on the beast, I could really use some help. Anyways, peace off. Take care.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.